In today's show, we have news about Castaway Key debuts new character looks. Walt Disney World adds new water park perk for resort guests in 2025. New near dear Disney segment, and so much more on today's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast, your Disney infotainment podcast. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times, and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right. Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast.
Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
All right, Mr. James, what did you do Disney this week? And
I actually did.
All right.
Do Disney today or this week.
Cool.
Over the weekend. I did a little known, I guess little known or not known, but not very widely known House of the Mouse convention over here. Not too far from actually where I live currently.
Yeah.
So I think it's been running for 3 or so years. It's not hugely popular, but there is definitely people that do come, and there was quite a few booths too. You had some, you could get some photos with some actors and interviews and get your signatures and posters signed too as well.
Yeah, cool.
They also had panels that you didn't have to, it's not a busy con, so you didn't have to sign up for them. They were included in the pricing and everything. Yeah, cool. So we did sit in on the panel at the end of our day for the voices of Max, Goofy, Mickey, and Minnie. So we sat on the end of that, sat at that panel, and that was about it. I think we were there for 2-3 hours or so.
Okay,
it was a good chunk of the afternoon or so.
Oh,
walked around. Talked to some people, you know, looked at all the tchotchkes and gifts and stuff they had up for sale. So it was good. Enjoyed it.
Some Etsy sellers, people making stuff that they
One of the, there was some few, there was an artist there. She was right up front with her booth.
Mm-hmm.
So she does a lot of the bigger cons too, like MegaCon and I think one of the other ones out of state.
Yeah.
But,
that's cool.
But yeah, we talked to a bunch of them, and everybody's super nice. Everybody has a good time. People do still come dressed up to the con, even though it's not as big, but they do. They do. They have a good time. So you know, hey, look, whatever makes you happy. So
exactly.
Other than that, I took a fly over to the park side, grabbed a monorail, went to the Contemporary, and saw the chocolate egg sculptures.
Ooh. Was it egg-spacular?
It was egg-static. If I stayed any longer, I'd have had egg-a-beaties.
Anything new and exciting this year that really stuck out for you?
They had a good amount. They always have a decent amount of eggs.
Yeah.
They had the one artist there painting the 100 characters on an egg. I think he had one side done of it. So,
wow.
I mean, he's going to be there a while.
Yeah.
They did have this one fabulous Beauty and the Beast egg that they made.
Mm.
It was like a open egg design. Right. So there was the west wing was on the inside, and then everything else was on the outside. It was really, really cool. So other than that, there was a few others. An artist did the, I guess they're chocolatiers more than artists, but they did the Cucamongas from Maui.
Oh, yeah.
The little crazy coconuts.
Yeah.
They had them all stacked up on top of each other. And
that's cool.
Doing their wackiness. So that was kind of neat. So, I mean, other than that, the whole display is just great to look at.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you can get up close with them, and you really could. I mean, I'm not knocking them over, but you can get right there and, you know, look at the detail.
Yeah. I still want to know what they do with the eggs afterwards. Do they eat them?
I would love to eat them. Or just a piece. I'd just like to know. But it might be preserved, and we really can't. So who knows?
I wish I would just sell them, sell them for charity, right? Collect the money to give kids the world, whatever. I would buy some of them. I would have bought the Toy Story one off them. You know, I don't know where I'd put it, but I would certainly
have it. Right behind you on that desk.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, the other way, but you know. There you go.
Let's see. What did we do? We went to Epcot for Flower and Garden.
Yeah. How is it so far? Busy?
It wasn't too bad. We did Moana, the Journey of Water, for the first time. I'll talk more about that later. It was okay, and then it looked like we were there, and it was going to rain, so we dodged into the Starbucks and kind of hung out there for a little bit, and then went out and saw some other stuff. Went to Trattoria El Forno for dinner. And that was nice. Delicious.
Was it still good?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been there, but.
Yeah, we were supposed to go at 7. We changed our reservation to 5:15, which was better because that place became a zoo. They were lined up get in.
Once they're ready to leave the park, it's the first place they vacate to since we don't have a bake shop open yet.
Yeah, no bake shop.
And Big River's gone. Fish. Right?
Big River's gone. So there's really only two places to eat, unless you want to grab a sandwich at the
quick service.
Yeah, the boardwalk. What is that? What used to be the bakery?
Oh, that doesn't stay open too long.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't bad. We didn't even. No, we didn't. We didn't get to World Showcase even. We just stayed in. What do they call that? World Center? I don't even know what the front of the park is.
Oh, yeah.
Future World.
Future World, sure. I don't even know. They changed all the names. Now we're lost again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm up front by the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. but I was thinking it'd be an interesting place to almost do like a live show because now that they have all the seating that you can plug in, you could literally just sit there and do like a little show. I'm saying, hey, we should try
Untapped, one. Untapped show.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll suck up all the bandwidth using some technology. You know. Excuse me, Mr. Casanova. You're taking down our internet. Okay, thanks. Get better internet.
Get better internet. It just drops you every 30 seconds. You just got to reconnect. Sorry, guys. Buffering. We'll be back.
We're back. All right, let's get on with the news. What's up first?
Up next, Castaway Key debuts new character looks. Disney Cruise Line's private island Castaway Key is set to debut new beachwear for beloved characters like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and their friends. Huey, Dewey, Goofy, Pluto, Donald. Yeah. The attire reflects the vibrant and natural atmosphere of the tropical paradise with a touch of Disney Cruise Line style. While Daisy Duck relaxes in a lounge wrap dress and Donald Duck prepares for underwater adventures with snorkeling gear, Goofy is gearing up for various beach activities and Pluto showcases a fish collar design. Chip and Dale get creative with homemade pirate costumes made from island materials. The characters' outfits add an extra touch of magic to guests' experiences on the island. There is a picture circling around. Yeah. They don't look half that bad, actually.
Right. It looks pretty good. And I think they're slightly different than the lighthouse.
That would make sense. Yeah.
So these Castaway got an update, and then Lighthouse got new ones. So
got their own. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So now you got to go to both because if you want them,
exactly. You got to go to both. Yes.
Just do one. You got to do two.
Two.
And if they build a third one, forget about it.
All right. If you're coming to Disney World in 2025, there's a new benefit of staying at a Disney resort. So hotel guests arriving in 2025 can enjoy water park admission on the day of check-in only, and it's included with your stay. The new benefit is only for registered guests on the room reservation. So if you're the family that only puts two people and then drags two kids into the room, they will not be able to go to the park unless they are actually
They all have to be on the reservation. Correct. That's actually really nice.
Yeah.
So now, is this going to pass over to DVC guests as well?
I don't. We don't know yet. We don't know yet. So with this water park benefit, you know, give you something to do on your day of arrival. But let's talk about some of the important information.
Yes, the fine print.
The fine print. The benefit exclusive to registered guests staying at a Disney Resort Hotel. Check in January 1st, 2025 through December 31st, 2025. All guests must be on the room reservation to be eligible. The benefit is only on the day of check-in and is valid for admission to either Typhoon Lagoon or Disney Water Park. Check the park calendar and operating hours to see which ones. Now, here's the question I had about this. What if your arrival time is after the water park closes? So I asked this to our Disney experts, at friends at Destination to Travel, and Disney had no answer to that question as of yet. So we'll have to see. So maybe you just got to come earlier. Make sure you get the benefit.
Is this like a no-win battle? Because most check-ins not until after 4. And
no, but what I'm saying is, what if your plane lands at 7 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
The park is already closed. They close at dusk.
Yeah, you lose that entire option.
The entire benefit. So that's the question I'm asking. You know, if your plane arrives after the water park's closed, how do you use this benefit? Nobody has an answer yet.
Not yet. Well, they can ask about my DVC question at Destinations to Travel to when we hear from them again.
Yep. Usage of the benefit is subject to availability. At this time, a park reservation is not required to visit a water park. However, reservation requirements are subject to change. Water parks are subject to extended rehabilitation, seasonal capacity, and weather closures for other reasons. Each of the water park is refurbished annually, and these routine maintenances periods are staggered, so the guests should be able to visit at least one of them. Water park admission is non-transferable, non-refundable, and has no cash value. Parks and attractions and other offerings subject to availability, closure, changes, cancellation without notice or liability, no refund or credit will be given, such as cancellation. Park admission and offerings are not guaranteed. So there you go, kids. So hopefully we'll find out more. If you want, if you are going to book a trip, please contact us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com or go to DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel.
Right. And you will get all your information.
Exactly.
Alrighty. Up next, as you will not know if you will get the water park, but up next, new foods coming to Hong Kong Disneyland. Sorry, folks, not here, but Hong Kong Disneyland's getting new food. Hong Kong Disneyland introduces new food options this month, catering to various tastes. Among the offerings are Duffy and Friends desserts. I'm just going to go past that part. I know Duffy and Friends were dessert. Mm-hmm. Duffy and Friends desserts, including an apple pie, apple pie a la mode served in a skillet. Seafood enthusiasts can enjoy blue mussels, while those craving Italian fare can try beef meatballs, spaghetti with marinara sauce, accompanied by a Mickey egg. Grilled chicken breast with teriyaki sauce, sweet corn steamed rice, and Mickey and a Mickey egg provide another flavorful option. For a lighter choice, there's a fresh fruit salad with mango bravoise. And additionally, Hong Kong Disneyland and Shanghai Disney Resort cast members celebrate the Year of the Dragon. Yes.
They're big on Duffy and they're big on dragons. That's all.
Yep. Well,
beef, meatballs, and spaghetti with a marinara sauce. Not something I would think I would expect in Hong Kong Disneyland. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Not a thing there. Anyway.
No.
All right, here's an interesting one, kids.
Here we go.
Disney wants to buy some streets from the city of Anaheim.
Because why? Because we can.
Because they can. They have the money.
They would like to.
Yeah. Disneyland is looking to buy streets around the resort from the city of Anaheim. The main road they're hoping to purchase is Magic Way, which is utilized almost exclusively by resort visitors. Magic Way is an 1,150-foot road on the west side of Disneyland Resort. According to Disney officials, only a few dozen drivers daily use it to get to places other than the Disneyland Resort. Of the 11,153 vehicles, it's a very specific number, that traverse Magic Way daily, 11,053 of them are either departing or arriving at Disney property, says Joe Hopp, a consultant for Disney. Less than 100 of them are non-Disney users. Disney shared data from the Magic Way traffic study on Monday during a planning commission workshop. The study found that more than 99% of the vehicle trips are Disney-related, and only a few dozen drivers during peak hours use the road as a cut-through. Probably because they're thinking it's going to be busy. Why use the road?
Yeah.
Purchasing the road is part of Disney's $1.9 billion Disneyland Forward proposal to further develop a resort property with new theme park areas, resorts, and hotel.
That's a wow.
Disney has pledged to invest $40 million in purchasing streets from the city. That's $40 million free dollars as far as the city's concerned. And then they'll have to take care of them. They'd be owned by Disney. That's a no-brainer. These include Magic Way, Hotel Way, and a portion of Clementine Street. Presently, Magic Way predominantly caters to visitors utilizing the Pixar Palace parking structure and the Disneyland Hotel. Disney is seeking greater autonomy from the city to select locations for constructing new theme park zones, hotels, dining within its current boundaries. In exchange, Disney has promised to inject a minimum of $1.9 billion into the resort and allocate funds to Anaheim for affordable housing, parks, and transportation. The city council is anticipated to vote on the Disneyland Forward initiative in April, which entails consenting to selling certain roads to Disney. So this is kind of interesting because, Disneyland is kind of stuck within the city of Anaheim, right? Everything
locked.
Built up not around just, it.
Yeah. It's not landlocked. It's city locked.
It's city locked. Yeah. So now they're trying to figure, how do we get more stuff? If there's a hotel just outside, then whatever hotel company that is, they're not going to sell it because they're probably making so much money, it'd be ridiculous, right? So they're trying to figure out a way, how can they expand it and, make it bigger,
How can we make more to our parks without,
with
what we have to do
in
our room to do it with?
And it's interesting because I think with some of this is they're almost looking for what Disney World had is its own district so that it didn't rely on the city. It could be its own city. And I think they're trying to get some of that power and structure so that they can decide what to do within the properties that they own and how they're going to want to take care of them. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if they can go as far as Disney World did because they don't have, like, space on property to put, like, a fire department. They don't have space to put what they want now, never mind a fire department.
Yeah, they still have to rely on the city of Anaheim to rely on their municipalities.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. It'll be very interesting. But $1.9 billion is a lot of money. And giving the city $40 million just to purchase three streets, if the city says no to that, that's just foolish. Because that's $40 million free dollars.
Yeah. You know,
do whatever you want with it after that.
Yep.
Anyway, my two cents. I'm off my soapbox.
You good? You sure? Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Up next, new Disney Vacation Club Discovery Center coming to Disney Springs. A new Disney Vacation Club Welcome Center called Gateway to Discovery has opened in Disney Springs. It serves as an interactive hub for exploring vacation destinations with Disney Vacation Club. Situated in the town center section, it replaces the former Alex and Annie store. So it's over there by Fonterra Consina.
Yeah.
On that side of the building. Disney announced the opening on social media and hinted at a second floor space for members and guests to gather, set to open later in the spring. So
now there's a nice little perk.
There was a second floor space. So there was an elevator just past that would take you upstairs to the DVC. I guess it would be an office and purchasing center, but from what I heard in the beginning, and I never got to see it because I didn't ask enough, they used to have almost scale models of rooms up there of certain places, not all of them, but some. Yeah. So
do they still have the what they're currently selling over at Saratoga? The models?
Yes, the big building is still there too.
Yeah. Okay.
So they have that, and then they have that, and
yeah.
I seen a picture of the front. Maybe I'll be down there this week to check out the inside. And,
we'll have to go down and check it out.
Send some photos back, but
yeah.
Maybe I'll end up back out there this weekend. I say weather permitting, but that's Disney Springs. It's not a big deal on weather.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right, here's my dear Disney. I went to Moana, the Journey of Water inspired by Moana. Let me get the title correct. I don't want the Disney police to beat me up over that. It was interesting. It was kind of fun. It was interactive, things like that. But here's my dear Disney part. It looks like this attraction consumes a lot of water. It's about water, right? So is this magic water? Is this animatronic water? If you're trying to teach us about conservation and not to waste water, why are we using it to show us how not to waste water? You're using water to show us how to not to waste water. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Does it? I mean, how many thousands of gallons of water are pumped through this thing just to show us how not to waste water? Don't know. Now, here's the other weird Disney thing. There's a sign right near the entrance, and it says, if you have diarrhea, you should not come on this attraction. Well, if you have diarrhea, should you really be walking around a theme park?
Should you be in your hotel?
And here's the other thing I noticed. This is one of the only attractions that has its own bathrooms inside. There's a set of restrooms inside Journey of Water.
I saw that.
Is that for the people that have the diarrhea? I don't know.
Well, you're not supposed to drink the water.
Well, apparently people are, and they're getting diarrhea. So that's why we need restrooms. And now we're wasting more water because now we got people with diarrhea. See the circle of life here, James?
That's at another park.
Okay. And another
attraction. And another attraction. That one's indoors and doesn't have water.
Oh, gosh. I had so many moments on this thing. I was like, oh, God, this is horrible. Anyway. Let's talk about Fort Wilderness.
Dear Disney.
Yeah. Disney is selling 300 Fort Wilderness cabins fully furnished. Well, not Disney. Somebody else is doing it. But if you want a fully furnished cabin from Fort Wilderness, go to Kyle Brooks on Facebook, who is selling these, and he will deliver them as long as you are within a 45-minute ride from Orlando. They're $49,900 per unit, fully furnished, as promised. The cabin is essentially really a manufactured home that could be, you know, put up on a flatbed and hauled off somewhere. And it was funny, somebody commented that they had bought one of these the last time Disney got rid of them, and he hauled it out to the Grand Canyon and put it on some property in the Grand Canyon, and now Airbnbs it for a ton of money. That's some good thinking. That's some good thinking. Do you have 49.9 laying around, James? You want to split it? You got 25K?
Find a way.
We'll go put, where would be a good place to put one of these and then Airbnb it?
Tennessee.
Yeah, Nashville would be good.
Or in the mountains.
Yeah, Gatlinburg up by Dolly Parton's. There's a bunch of cabins up there. Vermont. Yeah. Nice little ski lodge somewhere.
There you go.
Mm. Colorado. Yeah. Right. Anybody interested buying a cabin? No? No? Nobody? Nobody?
No takers, I guess.
No. Okay. All right.
As there is. Early entry extended evening hours confirmed for 2025. Disney Vacation Club resort guests can enjoy extended theme park hours with early entry and extended evening hours. Introduced in 2021, early entry allows access to all four parks, all four theme parks, 30 minutes before posted opening times. While extended evening hours provide two extra hours at select parks each week for deluxe and DVC guest resort guests. Disney has confirmed that both perks will continue until 2025. These benefits are available to all resort guests without registration, requiring only proof of stay at a qualifying resort. Extended evening hours schedules are released about 60 days in advance and typically include Magic Kingdom and Epcot weekly, with occasional appearances of Disney's Hollywood Studios and Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Hmm. Well, that's good news for you, James. You have a DVC.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Perfect.
I am pretty sure Animal Kingdom will stay on the early.
Yeah. Entry. So let me ask you this. You're a DVC member. I asked this post on Facebook. What is one benefit or perk you would like to see as a DVC member? Besides free passes.
I saw your post.
Okay.
And I was been pondering that since I read it.
Nothing.
I would like to see more lounges.
Mm. Yeah.
Something offered exclusively to DVC guests.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and I mean, obviously they've made a lot of rule changes because people do buy third party markets, so they're not included in a lot of these exclusives.
Yeah.
But I would like to see some lounges. Yeah. And maybe some, I mean, we're DVC members are not kids. You have to be an adult to buy it. So how about an adult lounge?
Yeah.
I'm not saying including drinks or nothing. You can have a cash bar with a bartender or a service. Yeah. Right. That's fine. So, I mean, obviously cash is not needed. We have card machines, but I would like to see some more lounges, somewhere to go and just relax. Mm. We have what? One? Just one right now? Yeah, one.
One. Maybe you should be allowed in one of the Club 33s that are in the park. It's a lounge.
That wouldn't be bad. I mean, I don't think my annual dues are nowhere near theirs, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. And there was a lounge for members on top of Bay Lake that they took away from members.
And now that is a themed dinner show or dessert show. I agree with you.
That'd be good. I would also think more, you know, you're saying lounges, I think, partially because you live here and you go to the parks often. So that's a great benefit and perk for you. But I don't know. I think like other, like, member events throughout the country, kind of like D23 did a couple of years ago before the pandemic. They had like a little traveling D23 thing. Mm-hmm. That would be fun, like a mixer meetup, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe more Disney cruises, right? Member cruises? Except,
yeah, there's only,
they only
what,
do one a year now?
Yeah, right? I think it's one, maybe two. I know one for sure.
Yeah. That would be better.
I looked into those too.
A specific area on their private islands for DVC member only.
There you go.
You know, I think there's a bunch of things they could do if they really thought about it hard. But they won't. All right, let's talk about price ticket increase. So for 2025, Disney has raised the price on the lowest price single day Walt Disney World ticket option for visits in 2025 to $119. For 2024, the lowest was $109. Disney's day and date based per park pricing makes comparisons difficult. But here are some samples. In August of 2025, compared to 2024, Magic Kingdom will be $144, where it was $129. Epcot will be $129, where it used to be $119. Hollywood Studios will be $139, where it used to be $129. And Animal Kingdom will be $119, where it used to be $109. Another example is on July 4th. Magic Kingdom is $189, where it used to be $184, $179, $174 for Epcot, $184, $179 for the studios, and $159 and $154 for the Animal Kingdom. And annual passes have not seen an increase yet for 2025. So purchase them now while they get, while the getting's good.
Yeah.
You know? You know, they used to do it the same time every year, and now they don't.
Nope.
So
now it's however the wind blows.
Yeah. Or whatever they feel like.
That's also very true.
Yep.
Up next, the interactive in-room TVs are now available at Disney's Boardwalk Inn. They're available in the rooms, not to purchase.
Yeah.
Walt Disney World Resort has implemented an interactive television system in guest rooms to enhance convenience and personalization. Initially introduced in 2022, the system greets guests upon arrival and offers access to complimentary Disney content and streaming subscription services like Disney Plus. It does? Okay. Mm-hmm. As of March 1st...
Well, you have to sign in to your account.
Once again, Disney. We'll finish that one when I'm done here. As of March 1st, 2024, this system is available at Disney's Boardwalk Inn with Disney's All-Star Sports resort expected to be the next to receive it. Guests can stream content from their personal device to the TV, although only content from Chromecast enabled apps is supported. Credentials and device pairings are cleared upon checkout to ensure privacy and security.
Okay. Don't trust Disney to do that. Go to the television and log out of all the accounts that you signed on to on the television. Yeah. I'm just saying. Because
Once again, I still don't understand why Disney Plus is just not on free? The TV.
Yeah.
So you can try it out and then go home and buy it.
Yeah. At least the Disney movies. I'm not saying open the whole thing up, but at least the Disney movies, right?
That would be fine too, yeah. Just put the Disney collection on there.
Because on the cruise ship, you can watch a good handful of movies for free.
Yeah, because I don't know about you, but I don't like 29 channels of ESPN.
Yeah. Or and Fox News.
59 channels.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I found TNT and nothing's on.
You can watch news or you can watch sports, one of the two.
That's it. Sorry, folks. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some headline
news. And now, the headline news.
Disney Resort presents their 2024 Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival, March 1st to April 22nd. That's weird that theirs is so early. Okay, anyway. Mickey and Minnie debuted their Bohemian-inspired designer outfits exclusively for Disney Lookout Cay at Lighthouse Point. And they look very Bohemian. Talk about the cruise. Jordan Spark inspires Disney Cruise Line guests to live the adventure with a signature song for the Disney treasure. Interesting. Does every ship have a song?
Not that I know of.
Neither do I. I don't know. All right. There are new photo pass magic shots available at Epcot's Flower and Garden Festival. So you can go get those. Doug and Russell have returned to the Wilderness Explorers Clubhouse at Disney's Animal Kingdom. There is a new Tiana Wall, which debuted in Downtown Disney at Disneyland. So you can check that out.
Mm.
Disney pauses annual pass holders good to go days in March. So
that was quick.
Put a pause on those. I think probably because of spring break. So you'll have to wait. Over at Disney Springs, there's a Oscars photo op. Red carpet, Oscars, all kind of shenanigans going on over there. So if you're looking for a good photo op of an Oscar, go try that out. The Disney After Hours at the Magic Kingdom sells out for the first time this year. That went quickly. Reservations are open for Walt Disney World Hotel stays in 2025. And if you would like to book your 2025 vacation, please contact us at DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel. And we will get you booked. Valet parking increased to $39. Why did they stop at 39? Just making an even 40, right?
Where's my tables in Wonderland?
Exactly. Exactly.
Gone is where it
is. Exactly. I don't think that'll ever come back.
Oh, no. I think there was a need to get rid of it. Found a way.
Yeah, that's a shame. Hey, Disney Service is now available in all Walt Disney World Resort hotels and rooms. So don't forget to either turn it off or use the hell out of it.
Use the hell out of it. Just go for it. Just yell at it.
It'll tell you show times. It'll tell you park hours, the weather, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Tells you the world.
Bedtime and story, play games for the kids, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Don't I believe these are all at no cost to you. It is just a Google device, so. Yeah.
You can unplug it, you can turn it off, whatever floats your boat. Or you can use it. All right, Mr. James, you got anything other interesting news?
I do not.
Right.
I'm going to see if I can make it to Disney Springs this weekend. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Go take a picture of this Oscar photo op.
I'm looking at the Oscar photo op. Yep. The one and the only one I will ever and ever get.
I have a picture of me at the Disney Archives in California holding Walt Disney's Oscar for Snow White.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah. I'd like to thank the Academy.
For me.
I'll have to post that one day. Anyway, thanks for listening. Please, yes. If you like this show, go to patreon.com/ Disney Parks Podcast, where we have two other shows. One is about Disney Plus, and one is called The Extra Magic Hour Show, where we just talk about whatever is hot and interesting and will make us laugh. If it makes you
we
laugh,
have fun bonus over bonus. There. Yeah. That's what we aim to please over there, for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, kids. That's it. That's all we got.
Sorry.
I'll see ya.
See ya in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.